All right. Well, Nick asked for me to just share a little bit about my testimony, as well as a little bit about just what discipleship means to me. I grew up in, I wouldn't say it was necessarily a very religious family, but a very moral family. I remember always being taught all the right things to do, all the moral things to do, open doors for people, yes sir, yes ma'am, being polite to everyone. And so I knew all those things. I knew sort of like what was the right thing to do. At that point, I didn't have Jesus Christ. But what did happen is I was invited around second or third grade to go to a vacation Bible school, and just got to hear the gospel at the vacation Bible school. And it was around the third grade, I believe, that just during one of the class times, I realized that there was something that was missing, that just knowing all the good things and doing all the good things wasn't going to be enough to make it to heaven. And so I got to talk to the teachers and also the pastor at this church out in Independence, Missouri. And he talked to me about sin, how even just one little thing, one little lie is enough to be separated from God, that there's not enough good things that I can do to be made right with God again. And so with that, it's only through Jesus Christ that I can have that salvation, that I can be made right with God again. And so with that, he talked about trusting in Christ. And as, a second and third grader, I didn't understand everything completely, but I understood enough to know that I did need to trust in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And so I did that, and I was baptized at that church later on. And from there, I guess sort of advancing on the point of not knowing everything as a second and third grader, something that sort of I longed for and sort of looked for all growing up, whether it's in youth or even as a college student and even after college as a young adult, was just someone or a couple of people to just come alongside me, just to walk with me, just do life together, help me to learn not only what Christ commanded and what the Bible says about things, but just to help to see how that was to be lived out. Whenever I got hired on here, one thing that Nick really emphasized and I was really excited about was he was wanting to do that with me and with another guy. He was wanting to meet just on a weekly basis to talk about the Bible, talk about discipleship, which is basically just a fancy word for just meeting together, talking about the Bible, holding one another accountable, so that with that we're growing closer together as a small group of believers, but we're also growing closer to God. We're understanding more of what it looks like to live out the Christian faith. And it's exciting to have that in my life. Something that sort of I looked for, and I talked to different people all growing up, trying to find people that I could do that with, and to have that now to help me to stay faithful to God, to be doing all the things that He has commanded me to do, is really is a huge blessing. It's something that something that whenever you desire it for so long and then you have it, it's just I'm extremely grateful to have it. But also within that, it's something I know how important it is to me to be able to have that kind of person in my life, or a couple of people in my life that we can walk alongside with and grow closer to God with one another, that I've started trying to do that with some other people as well, to walk alongside them. And whether it's students or children or even adults or married couples, we all need someone to be able to walk alongside one another so that we can hold each other accountable, so that we can continue to grow closer to God and be faithful in what He has called us to do.